Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio. And you're in touch with Wiggins World of Wellness. And this is radio the way it should be heard. Heard indeed. I want to thank the radio station for allowing all of us to be able to speak our platforms and have the freedom to do so, because it seems like our freedoms seem to be every day a little bit more questioned and taken away, or challenged at least. So with that in mind, I'm going to probably drop some words that hopefully won't censor us or get us, but who knows, better ratings. But hey, we'll start out with the deep state, and it's the deep state versus your health. It's like, what do you mean by that, Stacey? Well, it's a long journey, and the journey, of course, involves a lot of education as to how to understand, how to navigate, and how to promote health. Health individually, health in a community, health throughout the whole world. Because as you look at it today, it seems like health is the most arduous task to attain, if possible, for most of us, and the most elusive. So I'm going to come from my experience, because I am an expert in Stacey Wiggins. That's about as best as I can give it to you, okay? I can dabble in other things, but I can tell you through my experience what I had to negotiate, and once again, the journey in life that allowed me to experience a pain-free existence. And I mean not chronic pain, but being vitalistically alive, having things work, not having chronic tension, illness, disease, and what that involves, and give you some tips along the way, because in today's challenging times, these tips are priceless, and they can be priceless to you if you, in fact, use them or consider them at least. So my topic, the deep state versus your health. Who is the deep state? Do we really know? No, but I tell you what, I was just listening to a program about, oh, who was it that they were talking about? Psychopaths. Yes, the psychopathic person, the profile. And it turns out that most, I shouldn't say most, a high number of corporate head CEOs and people who are leading large companies are either psychopaths or have psychopathic tendencies. And I'm like, well, now, that, you know, that's enlightening. It kind of helps explain why maybe a big company may be more concerned about the bottom line of profits as opposed to concerned about the health of the population, or the health of at least the consumer that is buying it. Because you have that downstream effect. If you, in fact, are making a product that is poisonous to the person that consumes it, but yet it's also poisonous to the environment, how responsible should that company be? But their main concern is the bottom line. So you got to start to balance out your bottom line and what is that you're going to determine your bottom line is, and the other companies, the other corporations, the other, where am I going to start here? I got notes everywhere. So please be patient with me while I get them all concisely put together. All right, so getting back to corporations, it's them versus us oftentimes. It's the government versus us. It's the corporations versus us. It's, well, racism. It's always something that is a negative, highly charged, positive, highly charged issue. So when are you easily manipulated? And by what? By who? And when you are easily manipulated, what occurs? So let's break this down, because the deep state has many, many years lead in on the understanding of how to control, quote, us, how to dumbify us into a menial existence and not being spiritually awake, spiritually alive and thriving and not in need of such, quote, governmental control, because you can control your own self. You have control of your own self. And when that occurs, how many corporations, how many companies, what pharmaceutical industries would benefit when you have control and knowledge of yourself? So that's my who. Who, what industries stand to benefit from the lack of knowledge of ourselves? What industries would profit from our not knowing, our ignorance of ourselves? Okay. Well, government, let's start out with the big one. Government is, what's the definition of government? The act or process of the continuous exercise of authority, okay, over and the performance of functions for the political unit, for the population. And I saw another sub, it was really cute, third or fourth definition. A civilization is, there's only, government is the only qualification of civilization, something like that. What it's trying to say is, if you don't have a government, you're not civilized, which is far from the truth. So, continuing with this definition, how far does government go? In our lives today, is government the same than what it was 30 years ago? Is it the same when our founding fathers put government together? No, we are under way more control today. Let's see here. We have the surveillance state. Okay, we're being surveilled by our own very use of cell phones, which is also killing us because of the radio frequencies that we're exposed to. So you got the surveillance state. You got cameras everywhere. You got cameras everywhere. And you're pretty much being, now I hear that they're in the grocery stores, that when the camera's looking at and examining your face, it is taking these measurements of your interest in a product or your rejection and just moving on to the product. Information that they'll further, I'm sure, use in advertising to you later. So it's pretty interesting. Surveillance is becoming the biggest industry in the world, because we, under the guise of terrorism, have to know about everybody, everything, and what's going on. So surveillance is a big part of who's out there and who is, quote, controlling us. So our lack of knowledge of self starts with our own inner surveillance. What do you mean by that? No, your own observation of who you are. When your button gets pushed, instead of reacting to the pushed button, you go, wow, why am I charged on that? Why, what, that got me all upset, pissed off, or whatever. Man, what's this telling me about me before I punch this guy in the face or poke him in the eye or verbally insult them? You know, why am I charged? Okay? So this is reclaiming who we are. And along with the government, oh yeah, okay, so we got government, we got surveillance, and the next one that I've always talked about is the big pharma / medicine industrial complex. There alone, if you were knowledgeable enough to keep yourself healthy, how large would this industry be? It's a profound question, because if you turn the question around and reverse engineer it, what is the largest industry, one of the largest industries that we are currently experiencing and under the guise of today is big pharma, the medical industry. And when compared among other countries in this world, it is horrible with the expense that it endures, the amount of toxins that we are using, just all these numbers that are just pathetic. When we think we're number one in the United States, I don't know what we're number one in, but we are clearly not number one in our nation's health. Obesity through the roof. Our tax dollars are going more and more and more to health care, health maintenance, or we should say sick care maintenance, as opposed to well care, wellness. So what has to happen? You have to have a certain amount of control. The government's controlling. You got a educational system. So we're going government, surveillance, medicine. Now, the education system, which was financed by who? The big pharma industry. So the educational system is also corrupt, to say it lightly. It's not designed to empower you with information about who you are. And simply put, the more you know about you, the more you have access to all knowledge on this planet. But until you even begin to understand who you are, your blinders are on and they're shut pretty tight. So government surveillance, after big pharma, because, well, you got to take care of all those vaccinations. You got to start out children very young. You have to poison them so they become more docile. They become right into the medical system. So you got this entrance into life, commitment to medical system, riding it all the way through, and then death. Where's life? Where's passion? Where's energy? Where's love? It's born, then survive through poor health and die. That's crazy. So let's see here. Vaccinations, population control, and all-out war. We have been, the United States has been in war, I think, out of the amount of time that we have been as a nation, it's 6 years, no more than 30 years of our full time as a nation have we been in a peaceful state. So we are geared towards war. If you look at commercials, we're geared towards war. There's a war against this, a war against that. So it's our war mentality that we're dealing with. Excuse me for a second. A little dryness. Okay. Another industry that is heavily invested in our own demise, or heavily invested in our own lack of self-awareness, would be, and it's married into the pharmaceutical industry, but it's the petro industry. The petroleum industry is one that is, wow, it's in every aspect of our lives. It's in the industrial part, of course. You got to move machines and power machines, but it's also in our plastics, it's in our computers, it's in our agriculture. Yeah, petroleum products are in our agriculture, so that means it's in our food. But what the point I was trying to make is petroleum is also synonymous to the drug companies, because any medication is going to have some part of a distillant or petroleum aspect to the medication. So that's pretty wild to think that petroleum is inserted into our lives so much. It's on a daily basis. You're drinking from a plastic bottle, which I just had there. You're driving your car, you're on a train, your transportation usually involves petroleum. And these things are killing us. The use of it, the overuse of it, I should say. Okay. So we have, we want to call these people the big state or the deep state. Yeah, feel free to. But it's actually, it's ourselves using these products that have put us into this deep stupor. We can call it a deep state of stupor, would be much more appropriate. So let's transition here. We got the deep state. We've gotten to, okay. The deep state is playing us. Who is being played is us, the people. And why are we being played? How are we being played? Well, let's go back to the manipulation part. Who's manipulating? The government, the industries. I forgot to put in the huge industry of telecommunications. Oh my goodness. That plays the largest part. We are part of telecommunications this very moment. But to sit down in front of a TV and continuously be bombarded with certain ads and certain campaigns to make you believe certain ways. So when you look all around, the air that we breathe, polluted, the water that we drink, polluted, the food that we eat, bastardized, it's polluted. Our very existence is challenging, to say the least. Yet, that's the exact time. It's the exact place where evolution occurs. We'll get to this in a minute. But we need to have a deeper study and understanding of where we are and maybe who's doing what to us in order for us to know that we have to have a gangster attitude of getting out of it. Because going to a weekend seminar, ain't going to cut it. Buying a supplement that's going to help your bowels move or brain your power up more or whatever, that ain't going to cut it. Moving out to the country, it's not going to cut it. So it's an all-out effort for you to understand and realize the bombardment, the impact that these corporations have had in your life that has caused you to believe the things you believe, that what you currently have, your belief system that you're maintaining. One of the biggest ways that you can disconnect a person from their knowing is to disconnect the person from their heritage, from their land. So when you do not know who you are, and when you do not know where you came from, the tribe, the people, the culture that you lived under, the years, and the lifetimes, actually. When you do not have a sense of who you are, it's next to impossible to navigate where you need to get to recognize, that's a landmine, or that's a path maybe I should take. It looks promising, it's got, you know, an educational experience, whereas this path looks like it's premature death, or it is a educational experience on how to die quickly. Our heritage teaches us these things. Our heritage instills in us the importance of our own life, the importance of life, and the importance of living life in a harmonious way, in a way that you are not damaging other cultures, other civilizations, other animals and plants. Our heritage has in the past provided us a relationship to the stars, to the plants that grow in the woods, in the forest, or in the prairies. These relationships have been taken away from us. So we are lost through not knowing our heritage, through not knowing, basically what to eat. We are bombarded with it, overwhelming information on you should eat this, you should eat that, you should eat this, and you should eat that. Well, wouldn't it make good sense that by the time you're a teenager, that you've figured out, you've been educated, you understand what your body requires in order to be optimally well, to be fed and nurtured at a basic sense. Because if you plan on living 40 years, 50 years, 60, 120 years in that living, you must know and have in your DNA an understanding of how to eat, of how to properly live, and not struggle from one disease, one drama to the next. So the lost cultures, it's lost civilizations, we have been uprooted. So we're like a tree trying to stand up in the winds, but our root system has been taken away, so it's easily going to fall and break. Without your root system, without your foundation, it is impossible to structure, to grow anything that's going to stand up and withstand the stresses of life. So the stresses of life are either going to be a part of your destruction, or it's going to be a part of your evolution. And we'll, like I said, evolution is going to come here in a second. Here's another thing. We talked about all of these corporations, all the companies that are in your head, that are in the radio, that are in the TV, that are advertising to get your consumption, to get your attention of them. When are you in control of your own mind? Whose mind are you using? If you think you're getting old and you say, oh, I'm getting old in your 40s, or, oh, man, I'm getting old, and you're like, you're 55. Or even if you say, oh, man, I must be getting old. My shoulder's really killing me, and you're 65 or 70. No, you're really not getting old. Absolutely. You're not getting old. You've gotten more toxic. You've gotten more tight. You've shut your body down. You prematurely aged. But those are signs and symptoms of lack of function. And we equate that to getting old. And it's, yes, it's true, but no, it's just a sign and symptom. Because there are clearly 40, 50, 60, 75-year-old people who do not have, yes, they're out there, that do not have this chronic pain or their chronic tightness. And they can get up out of a chair. They can go to the movie theater, see a 2.5-hour movie, and at the end of the movie, get up and leave without, you know, pulling a hamstring. They aren't old in their mind. Because they're not old in their body. So old age is a belief system. And we all have bought into it. We bought into it hook, line, and sinker. So where does your belief system start? Where is it that you believe something as opposed to when and what you've been taught to believe? All right. Now this gets us into another category. A sidestep at best, which is, let me get the papers out on this. Boom, 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 boom. Okay. How do I get my own attention? What do you mean? What are some of the things that we do to get our own attention? Now, here's some good examples, because we're usually on autopilot all the time. And doing our day, doing our work, watching TV, doing whatever, and we're not thinking. Now, those that meditate, people who meditate, they may be answering this question. How do I get my own attention? Well, I get it through meditation. Or I get it through when I calm my mind and I sit down and do a certain ritual. But for the most of us, I am willing to bet, and as a matter of fact, I've been a part of it, and I see it daily, that when we get our own attention, what is it that occurs? What is it that we usually do to get our own attention? Any answers? Yeah? No? It's usually an injury. It's usually a sickness. Or it's some type of accident that, boom, injures us, makes us slow down. Ooh, ah, put some ice on that. Oh, man, this hurts or it's broken. I got to go to the hospital. And while you're up in the hospital, while you got that cold ice bag on your leg, ankle, arm, whatever that you may have broken or twisted, your brain is slowing down. Your brain is starting to go into self-analysis mode because you are still. I know you're worried about this and worried about that. But generally, once you slow down after an injury, you start to get your own attention. Does that make sense? Sometimes we have to hurt ourselves to get our own attention, and it seems like that quite often. And that may be where drama comes in, too. We got to have a little drama in our lives. And then the other question that you have to ask yourself after you get this question, the first one, how do I get my own attention? Now you got to ask an even deeper question. What do I get from the reaction of others? So when I'm in a room and the attention that I get from them, what do I get from it? What am I looking for? All right. Consciously creating this zapping energy from others. You know how some people come into a room and they take the living breath and the air out of the room? It's like, oh man, here comes Dave, the dark cloud guy, you know, or somebody who we call DC, dark cloud. When they come in, it's just like all the life went out of the room and It's like, okay, I got to get up and go or go use the bathroom. You know, you have this urge to want to exit the room. People have that type of energy. And we, in response, have various types of needs of energy. So when we are looking for other people's energies, we need to ask ourselves, what's up? Why? What do I need? What am I looking to fill up in myself that I think is missing? All right. Deeper questions. When you injure yourself, when you start to slow down, maybe you can start to tap into some of these self-opening and analyzing, but more self-opening questions. Because there's not a wrong answer. Just get to an answer. You know, find out, discover who you are. And so, let's see, dramas. Oh, how do I adapt to stress? Before I even adapt to stress, how do I respond to stress? Because we all adapt, and the adaptation process is, it can be beneficial, or we can get used to a pain and continually to adapt and compensate, and that becomes, of course, a big problem. So adaptation, response to stress. How do you respond? Now, I'm going off into a little bit of a, like I said, taking a left turn, because in order for you to get control of yourself and get out of the control of all these companies and governments and things like that, you need to begin to breathe in deeper, but ask yourself these questions. By asking these questions, you become more aware of yourself. And most importantly, becoming aware of yourself makes you more attuned, more awake, aware of what's going on outside of you. Okay. So we're the ones that have been played. And this is how we wake up from being played. We ask ourselves these questions. We check in. That's what I call checking in. Some people call it meditation. Some people say, you know, I meditate with candles in the room and I have to have everything situated. Nah. Meditation is your rules. When do you meditate? You make the rules. It's available for you. Very, very immediate. Okay, so self-adaptation, self-distractions, and the stress of being distracted. Now, more than ever today, we have distractions that are our phone, the email, text. You got to check your Facebook account or tweet and twit or whatever. It's an amazing time in our lives to be so overwhelmed with information, but most of the information is superfluous. It's crap at best, but more than what you need. And as you become more attuned to yourself, the information overwhelm it becomes a little more easier to bear. Or two, you turn it off, you go take a walk in the woods, and you get another type of informational field feedback. Because you and all of us, we all have been overly technical zapped, over zapped with all the things that are around us now. And we need to reconnect. And part of the easiest way to reconnect is nature, breathing. Okay. Ooh, my stomach was cranking it up too. All right, so these programs that were uploaded in our minds were programs that were to keep us from knowing ourselves, to understand who we are, how we are, how we function, and to thus better navigate life and to be a whole person, to be not just a part of a person. And that's the other aspect of our life and our culture, is we have a word that I like to use. It's a long, long word. Compartmentalization. Compartmentalization. In other words, medical system. Perfect example. If you have a problem on your skin, we'll get to this on the other half, because compartmentalization is a huge part of our understanding to deconstructing the deep state. And that's what we want to do, so we can reconstruct our own lives as you deconstruct the deep state. Here at Talktainment Radio. Talktainment. Excuse me. TalktainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download TalktainmentRadio.com app. to your cell or tablet. That's radio the way it should be here. This is Stacey Wiggins on Wiggins World of Wellness. Be right back.
For a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
I've got the water, energy bars, and camera. I think we're set for the hike.
Almost. We need to protect our skin. Don't forget your wide-brimmed hat and sunscreen.
All right. I've got the hat. I've got SPF 30. Will that work?
Yeah, anything 15 or higher is good. Just make sure it says broad spectrum.
Great. Got it. I am not getting burned again. Let's go.
Learn more at cdc.gov/cancer.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. And this is Stacey Wiggins on Wiggins World of Wellness. And we are exploring how to live, how to create health in this current atmosphere, in our deep state atmosphere that we're talking about. That seems to be a word that's being kicked around the internet quite often. And who is the deep state, and what's their causes? What are their calls for? You know, what are they here for? What are they, their manipulation? What's going on with it? So we're going to get back to one of the best ways that we have been kept in the dark is this whole compartmentalization thing. So being in one compartment and not knowing what the next compartment or the next thing is doing or operating, it keeps you in the dark. So if you're in say any kind of industry that builds something, say you're building cars, and all you know how to make are rims and you're making brakes, brake parts, yet you have no idea how the engine works. You have no idea how the radiator and the whole cooling system works. You just know how to work with the wheel system, the brakes, the rims, the tires. So your knowledge is limited just to that which you've been exposed to, that which you've studied. So when it comes time to fixing something like a car, you would have a very limited knowledge. So compartmentalization in the medical system is very much like this. For example, if you go into, let's say you have a skin condition. Oh, you got something on your skin. And my goodness, it hasn't been there before, but it's been showing up. And now I need to go see a dermatologist. Because derma, skinologist, is one who studies skin, is, quote, the person you go to. Yet, you did not ask the question, what is my skin expressing and why for? My skin is expressing toxins. It's expressing lack of health or lack of flow. And why is that? What liver, I already gave you the answer. I was going to say, what organ represents the skin? And the liver, to a large degree, depending on what the spots are and where the spots are. You've heard of liver spots before, yes? Okay. So liver spots are exactly what they mean. It's spots that are on your skin because of your liver being under stress or malfunctioning. Okay. So instead of going into a holistic approach of saying, I got these signs and symptoms, let's dial it back. Let's go back in time and see what has occurred or what has not occurred in order for these symptoms to arise. So our healthcare system is highly, highly compartmentalized by the way of each individual body part has its own specialty. You got specialties for allergies. You got all these things. Yet no one is looking at the whole picture, which is also known as a holistic picture, which would involve everything. The person's lifestyle, the person's emotional state. It would involve the person's, yes, what they eat, what they're exposed to. And it would involve a history of understanding what their maybe genetics are, not just trying to suppress a symptom. All right? So you got to ask yourself, compartmentalization occurs in my life where? Well, pretty much everywhere. Examine what you're good at and examine what you don't like to do. You yourself just compartmentalized, you know, yourself. So let's say that you love to paint, but you can't do plumbing. Well, then you would not be a home repair person. You'd just be partial of one. So the point I'm trying to make here is our lives have been so drastically and dramatically compartmentalized that it's hard to even get a holistic scope, a holistic view on things. And that's what I'm here to bring you, is a larger view, a larger understanding. Okay. Oh, and on the other half hour, the last half hour, we talked about where our mind goes. How do I get my own attention? Two questions that I forgot to ask, but we'll ask on this side of the time, the hour, is how do I tap into my higher energy sources? What? Yes. Think about it again. How do I tap into my higher energy sources? Instead of trying to get energy from other people, instead of trying to get the attention of maybe, you know, your parents or your friend, your girlfriend, your wife, your husband, whatever. Instead of trying to get the attention of others, how do you get the attention of yourself? What occurs in order for you to do that? Your sources of energy may be in your meditation. Your sources of energy may be in just being with your grandkids. Or your sources of energy may be simply being outside and accepting the sun's warmth, you know, on your body. However you may go about getting your source of energy, you have to make time for that. which is the next question. How do I create the space and time for myself? How do I create this space and time that I need to use to work on my healing, to bring healing into my own life? And that is a question that we'll examine later on. Where do I create it? How do I create it? In the instant, in the moment. And the other important question that I really think that we need to dive in deep, this is a deep inner focused question, is how do I validate my existence? Oh my goodness. Am I someone's grandmom, grandfather? Am I someone's coach? Am I a villain? Am I a hero? How do I validate my own existence? What is it that we put into our minds that make us who we are? And can we change such things? Absolutely. Okay. So let's take another left-hand turn. We talked about compartmentalization, which is really the exact opposite of being in a holistic way of life, a holistic lifestyle. And we talked about being disconnected from our history, from our heritage, from our roots, and the fact that we are being played every moment of the way. Our whole, seems like our whole TV system, our whole telecommunication system, government, medication, it's all relying upon our lack of knowledge. Here's how we stop such things. Here's how we gain control. It's real simple. It's know who you are. Learn who you are. Well, it isn't that simple, because here's a tough one. Love who you are. Ooh, man, that's tough, Stace. Why'd you have to put that one in there? Because it's the toughest thing to do. To love yourself in all conditions. Love yourself on the good days. Love yourself on the bad days. Love yourself when no one else loves you. Whew, it's an incredible task. Because we are in a world that essentially has taught ourselves to hate ourselves. Hate ourselves because we're black. Hate ourselves because we're Indian, Jewish. Hate ourselves because of whatever skin color we are. And that's just the skin color. Now we got to hate ourselves because I'm too tall. I'm too short. I'm too wide. I'm too this. My jaw looks funny. We got to hate ourselves at every opportunity. Isn't it crazy? We look in the mirror sometimes looking for something to hate. Oh, this ain't right. What are these eyebrows doing? That looks funny. We're not looking for love. We're looking for hate. So we need to turn that around. By turning that around, whew, that is where you start to rock the whole world. Yeah, you can change the world. It starts with changing yourself. So how do we measure our own health? How do we even, because most people have been in pain, are living in pain, and are taking sometimes medications that are just killing them even faster. You know, what standards do you use to determine your level of health? Is healthy being just pain-free? Because there's way more health than just being pain-free. I'm just using that topic because if I go any further or any higher, I think I'd lose the whole audience. Very few people are living a highly energetic, pain-free lifestyle. Count me in there. I'm one of them. That's why I want to share all the things that I do, how I thought about it, came about it, because like I said, I'm an expert in Stacy Wiggins. And if I can give you some type of hints, some kind of clues, some kind of breadcrumbs along the way that will help you become a better you, that jazzes me. That's where I find my value. All right. So your measurement, your determinants to health, it's an individual analysis. It's your own point of view. So some people might think, well, if I take less pills, I'll be healthier. And other people might think, well, if I can run a marathon faster, I'll be healthier. And so each of us, it's our own measurement. It's our own guidelines. It's our own expectations of what our determining factors of what health is. So the best health experiences as a child or as a young adult is usually what we relate to, refer to, because most of us have had a pretty healthy, well, nowadays it's not the same, but a pretty healthy childhood experience. And so they had other experiences, mind, body, sports, dancing, you know, maybe even yoga. These things were very helpful as a young child. And that would be part of your measurement, is your ability to move, your freedom to move. That is directly equated to your health. So when we are under stress, when we get imbalanced, what happens? Mentally, physically, and spiritually, we are off balance. We are upset. And here's what we need to do to go about creating this balance. Recognize it for what it is. And the next part is going about getting your brain balanced. We're going to talk about that here in a second. Because most of us, we have lived our lives out of balance our whole life. So that means we have been thinking out of balance. We have been biomechanically moving out of balance. And we have, of course, emotional imbalances too. These emotional imbalances oftentimes are what charge us, what move us, what get us going to do things that we otherwise may not have done. And remember the Einstein, what he said, and no longer is true, but he at one time said that we humans may be only utilizing 10% of our brain power. Of course, we are certainly more than that today, but 10% was a low, low minimum. When you become balanced in mind, body, and spirit, you are engaging your whole brain power. You're engaging your whole brain power to not only think, not only have your body heal at an optimal level, but to be in spiritual alignment with yourself. This alignment occurs when both left and right brain hemispheres are fully operational. What you feel from this is a calmness, a sense of release, relaxation, and an energetic charge. It's very hard to describe because it's really more an experience. It would be the same thing as me trying to describe to you, and you have never in your life had chocolate. Now, most people like chocolate. And so if I were to say, oh, it tastes like chocolate, they understand. But if you have never had chocolate, and I'm trying to describe, oh, it has this rich, creamy, it's on the back of your tongue, the front of your tongue, you feel this nice, warm feeling inside, or you get a little tingling in your brain, or, you know, it depends on what your feeling of chocolate is. But if you've never had chocolate before, and you just listen to the description, it's just a description. You haven't had the experience. So that's what I invite you, is to have the experience of being balanced. Because then it's your own experience. It's your own description. I can only tell you what I've experienced and what thousands of other people have experienced. But it's not until you introduce it to yourself that you truly do have your own experience. And there lies my last topic we're going to cover today is, when does evolution occur? When do you evolve? When, look back in your life, when did you evolve? Was it from the comforts of your own couch with the beverage in one hand and the remote in the other? At what point in life did you make changes? What were the instigative, the stimulus to make those changes occur? Generally, most of the time, evolution occurs at the highest point of discomfort. Because it's not until you've had enough and fed up and you're not going to take it anymore that you decide to do something. And that is the point of evolution. So we have to understand that today we are under more stress, but we're also have a huge, a much bigger opportunity to evolve, because here's what evolution brings us. Evolution occurs, here's my definition after kind of studying it and living it, but I'm sure you'll have a similar agreement with me. Evolution occurs when two points of opposition are embraced with gratitude. What? Exactly. You can have a person who's supercharged about topic A, and you could have a person who's supercharged about topic B, or they're anti-A charged. Doesn't matter. But when you can embrace both points of view, with gratitude. Some people say love, that's even a higher charge. But when you can embrace both points of opposition with gratitude, you then allow evolution to occur. Evolution is that point of when the ego is e-gone. Do you understand what I mean? The ego no longer plays a role in that moment, in that decision, because it's no longer there. It's operationally on standby until the next topic that ego gets charged up with. So this is how one evolves in their life on all levels, whether it's a spiritual level, a mental or physical level. That's where working out is so critical. You have to stretch those muscles. You got to work those muscles before they evolve. However, if you overstretch them and overwork them, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a huge problem. So, evolution. Guess what? Here's a perfect example that's now playing out in our time, in our lives. We have someone in charge right now that has got everybody uncomfortable. And I think that's the greatest thing, because evolution does not occur when you're comfortable. Evolution does not occur on your couch. Now that we have somebody who's got everybody up in arms, we are now better identifying what it is that we want, what it is that we don't want, and we are also identifying ourselves, who we are. So this is, I think it's one of the greatest lessons. I can't stand the man. I have, you know, no good feelings for him, but I'm not going to spend any time pushing bad feelings to him either. These are my energetic emotions. He doesn't deserve them. He does not deserve them. I'm just going to throw love everywhere else. You know, sometimes you skip a handout of love. Maybe he doesn't get that love. Whew, I'll grow into it someday. However, your energy is everything. And this is how you change the whole system, is by changing you. You don't go out there and say, I'm gonna go make government change. No, you govern yourself. Instantly, when you govern yourself, government begins to change. When you govern your health, guess what? The whole medical industry falls away into a proper proportional level. It's not in your lives every day and you're taking pills every day because it's maintaining your condition. It ain't healing your condition. If you're healed, then you should have been healed the first month, the first 3 months, the first year, not the fifth year, the 10th year, the 20th year of taking the same medication. Does that make sense? It's a difference between maintaining an issue as opposed to healing an issue. Okay, if you knew more of your body, if you knew more of the greatness that lies within, you would then know the healing is possible within. It's that simple. So I welcome the fact that we are in this huge turmoil today, because change does not occur without our evolutionary process doesn't happen without being so uncomfortable, without you getting up out of your chair, getting up off of the sidelines, being a secondary participant and becoming a primary participant. Primary in life, primary in your health, primary in all things that you do. Okay. So this is evolutionary. It's time to wake up. It's time to, and what does wake up mean? Waking up to what? We are waking up in the most uncomfortable time, and so it's not a gentle wake-up call. Good morning, Stacy. It's your gentle 7:30 a.m. wake-up call. No, it's rock'em sock'em, splash water in your face, and it's cold water. It's very uncomfortable, but if you do not wake up, you sleep through it, and that's just, it's no better than being alive. So I welcome these times, because it is that which is going to make us and not break us. And if you're broken, well, you get a chance to come back and try it again. So at this point in time, I would like to consider, have you consider, where you're going to invest your energy, where you're going to invest your lifestyle. Because it can be an investment to your health, or it can be an investment to your self-destruction. So that is our next topic Next time, we're going to look at and break it down. Where am I destroying myself? How am I doing it? And to what degree? How fast? And can I back it off? Can I change things? And we certainly can. But until anything happens, geez, you have to have a consciousness about it. And to that consciousness brings all possibilities. Oh, that was cute. So your consciousness is definitely tied to your belief system. Your belief system is tied to what you choose to believe. And that will be all aspects of your life. And when you become more believing in yourself, believing in the higher God that exists within all of us and all things, the other things begin to start melting away. You begin to unveil all that which has been wrapped up in a very nice present and a very nice package, you know, ooh, buy this product because it looks good. No, the product's killing you. And you begin to see and surmise that some things are good for you and some things are going to kill you. And you become more of an expert of your own life. All right. Let's see here. One more topic to cover. Last topic to cover. We are going to have one of my most favorite things is exercise. We're going to have a program that is exercises for the broken body. Yes, finally a category that everybody can join in on. This exercise, it's a new category, and it is going to help people who have had injuries. Doesn't matter if your injury has been in your hand, your foot, your ankle, your knee, you got a low back injury. You can exercise. You will adapt different ways. You'll move different ways and use different tools. But do not let an injury stop you from getting your body movement, your body exercise. This is something that is so key and so important as our aging population begins to not exercise anymore. Because let's face it, they're in pain, they're in chronic pain. And when they exercise, they just feel more pain. So it doesn't make any sense to them. They don't want to hurt more. However, there are ways that you can exercise and hurt less. Actually, there are exercises that go about creating pain-free movement, that go about creating a better posture. And we're going to explore these all next week or the week after in our next podcast, because this will be a topic that all senior citizens, all injured people of whatever nature, young and old, will be able to utilize. Because it's of most importance that we continue to honor our bodies, honor the way that they function, and keep them moving, keep them healthy. Because if we are not doing that, then we are quickly losing the battle of vibrant living, vibrant health. So, new category, the broken body workout. So, don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Don't let an injury bench you. And most of us who have been sports athletes in our younger days, we have had injuries that have benched us. We've had broken ankles and knees and maybe hands and elbows that have kept us out of the game. And yet, when we are recovering, we were losing function. We're losing body mass. We're losing our very coordination memory to our muscles because the injury causes us to be tight. The injury causes us to have less flow of energy. And there lies the fix. I can pretty much get anyone's broken body parts, broken injuries, to get back to full function. Of course, it all depends on the degree of damage and the age of the person and things like that. But the body is always trying to heal. The body is always trying to mend itself. And it's just a matter of being in the way or being in sync with it, being integrated. All right. I appreciate your time. Love to hear your thoughts and your comments. and let me know some of the things that you are doing to increase your life force energy. Here at TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. Just holler. Sorry. Come on and holler back. When you gonna holler?
When you gonna holler back? Hey, come on and holler. You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.